Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Brian Soles. I'm a member of the Carolina Crown Visual staff, and I'll be taking a look at your program tonight in the area of Visual Performance Ensemble. It has been a fantastic day here, the contest that you host for us. I appreciate you having me come out again to judge the contest. And hopefully the wind will stay down. It seems like it's kicked up just a little bit as the sun's gone down, so hopefully that won't affect you too much. I'm looking forward to seeing a great show, and I will get back with you when you're ready to begin. And here we go. Make sure we stay in control as we come up off the floor. Yeah, I got to really watch the angles of the arms as we're doing some of the lower things. Sampling right around the 35-yard line, middle of the field, side one. Interesting as we bring the card in with the impact. Continuous build. Maybe we can find a couple of better paths for a couple of them on the way in, give them a little bit more balance. Yeah, timing. Come on, flags. Yeah, ensemble moment there. You've got to make sure that you lock that down. Sampling right around the 45-yard line. Pretty good control of space there as we come into the halt with the woodwinds. Coming across the front yard line, looking sampling side 2, 35-yard line. Yeah, let's watch the changes of direction. Zo out there, Piccolo's in the back line, back arc. Yeah, having a little bit of trouble controlling the space as we're taking the longer stride, the longer phrase. So as the phrase continues to develop, you've got to make sure that you lock it down. Yeah, let's take a look at that trombones as we're bringing that form down and in. Looks like we brought it in and indented it. We're not exactly sure where it's supposed to be on the field, so we're using our eyes a lot. And a little bit of a form break there. We got to lock that down. Echelons here, woodwinds, not too bad. Got a little bit of problem around the 30-yard line. A couple of phrases there. Nice job here, Sabres. Got to remember to make sure you don't throw anything away from the smaller details. Yeah, so we got to make sure that when we take all those little bitty steps and getting into those files there, tubas, we got to make sure that we lock that down. Look like we weren't exactly sure where we're going. Got to have a much stronger change of direction right there. I'm still sampling at the tubas section. We're going forward, and we did four steps or so, and then we touched, and we went back the other direction. We had some breakdowns there in the individual phrases, individuals. Good control of interval here on the follow the leader. Careful, trumpets. Don't allow the form to break right around the 45-yard line. Good recovery there as we went into the halt. Yeah, trumpets right here in front of me. Got to be, take a look at your yard line references. Okay. You've got to make sure that you have good space between the files. Okay, all of those little mistakes are what's going to take away the opportunity to push into that fifth box. Yeah, and again, Tuba's not exactly sure what's happening, not exactly sure where we need to be on the field. We've got a lot of recovery going on. It seems that we're not taking our path and making small adjustments. It seems that we're just kind of following along and then using our eyes and just floating everything around it in. Okay, got to, by allowing that to happen, it's going to be a constant exercise in recovery, which is good because you know what you're looking at. I can credit recovery to a certain degree, but then when I, you know, you take a look at the how the style and the clarity of things that happen, we never get the clarity because we're in a constant flux of recovery. Let's be careful back there. Woodwinds and flutes as we pass through there. Got to make sure that we keep the form integrity as we're going through into the pass-through. Good job here, trumpets. I really like the motion and everything that's created with here with the trumpets, but we've got to make sure that we get the style locked in from individual to individual. And I'm talking about the upper body style. The lower body style is actually pretty solid. I love the scissor flags. So appropriate in terms of design. Nice use of the entire stage. It's not forced. It's appropriate. Careful there, saxophone's really rough as that form expanded and got into the follow the leader situation. Got to take a look at that shape as it moves from spot to spot. Trumpets never finished off that phrase either as we're going and getting into the cover down situations before we push back into the lunge sequence. Just a lot of little things that are still not happening for you in certain areas. Yeah, like right, I mean, come on now, where are we at here, guys? We got to get that cover down. Front line of trumpets, we're still not recovered. We do not know the crossing counts. We don't know how to pace that line, those lines as they go across the field. You got to hit each yard line on the same count every single time, everybody in the line to keep that straight. That did not happen, especially that front line. Let's be careful there, trombones. We almost had a form break out there. Oh, I'm sorry, not trombones, but the euphoniums. Timing of the expansion here from the woodwinds. Got to really lock down the cover situation so that we can see echelons. Yeah, timing of the bringing the leg through, how long, and then we push through. Got to make sure that we lock that down. Yeah, tough flex point there for the trumpets. Got to make sure that we flex and make that happen and don't have that form break that's in there. It's a lot of little minor things that are happening due to the lack of clarity in the ensemble marching. Okay, there's just small things that need to continue to be developed so that we can lock things down and in. So we have that crisp, crystal clear look the entire time with all of our forms and shapes. We don't have that yet. Well done, guard. Way to push through the wind at the end. Yeah, and we got to make sure that we check these intervals as well in our cover situations as we go in across the field. Okay, I think that it seems that we have too many individuals relying on their eyes only, not exactly sure where that dot is supposed to be. And then when we're going across the field, especially that one part there when I was really harping on the trumpets, you start on the 50-yard line and then you end on the 40-yard line, and that's a 16-count move. You got to hit that 45-yard line on count 8 every time, no matter what.
And then you can use your eyes to make small little minor adjustments after that. But those crossing counts and those pacing counts, got to make sure we get those locked down so that way we have cleanliness the entire way. Okay, we got a lot of small little things in there that we still need to get out. Lots of dirt in there that can still be dug out to make things go from clean and solid to crystal and amazing. We want to make sure we keep that in mind. Really enjoyed watching the program tonight. I hope my commentary has been helpful. Thanks again for having me out this year, and I hope to be able to come back and help out again in the future. Good luck to you.